November is National Diabetes Month, and the theme for this year is Take Charge of Tomorrow, Preventing Diabetes Health Problems. Now celebrating its 10th anniversary, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, has been in the forefront of looking after the needs of diabetics and pre-diabetics in Barbados. Whether it's diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, podiatry services, advice on nutrition, our range of diabetes specialists, doctors, and nurses are available to fulfill your diabetic needs. Call and make an appointment today at 243-3937 or 417-0305. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center. BART members get 10% off.
It's another November Saturday, and the double celebration continues because it's Independence and Diabetes Month. So stay tuned for 15 of the healthiest 10th anniversary Diabetes Month minutes you will hear on VOB, highlighting the services of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, also celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. In today's show, hear more foot news from podiatrist Louise Robinson.
As a podiatrist, we help patients manage the feet.
Hear what nutritionist Victoria has to say about eating conkeys.
Can I eat conkeys if I'm living with diabetes?
And it's Dr. Braffick with another 8-week challenge. All this and more with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and the bank that's having a health fair on the 16th of November.
I want to hear more about that.
Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair. Come sit and come share with Republic.
Good morning, VOB peoples. This is Peter Boyce here, and this is your favorite Saturday morning healthy show, especially designed for diabetics and pre-diabetics. All of your diabetic questions that you might have can lead you to only one place. Where can you get your eye screen for diabetic retinopathy? Remember, you're supposed to do that every year. You think you have bad circulation and you want to get a vascular screening? There's one place you should be headed. That is the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, up behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic, just past Price Mart, behind Eunice Gibson. They also have the best diabetes doctors and nurses, and they even now have a new podiatrist, Miss Louise Robinson. So you are going to be hearing from Louise right after we talk about conkeys versus Independence. Are you a conkeyist?
A conkeyist? I don't even know what that is.
A conkeyist is a person who likes eating conkeys. I feel that a breakfast is a conkeyist. Well, we will have to find that out. But you might be a diabetic who might be listening to VOB right now, and you might be wondering, is Independence? And I just look forward to eating conkeys from Independence. I can still eat conkeys if I'm a diabetic. So let us go straight to Victoria Cox, who is the nutritionist at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, for the answer to that question. And then right afterwards, you hear Louise with Foot Corner.
So with Independence coming up, everybody's question is going to be on, can I eat conkeys if I'm living with diabetes? And the reality is, like anything, conkeys are going to fall into the category essentially of a dessert or a snack that does have in sugar. So ultimately, yes, it is probably going to have some kind of effect on blood sugar. Not necessarily a favorable effect, but of course you still want to enjoy, special treats once in a while. In terms of being able to make them potentially a little bit healthier, as with anything, you can experiment with trying to use less sugar in your recipe, maybe even less raisins if you put raisins in there, because that is still just natural sugar, and natural sugar is still sugar. And potentially also just making them smaller, so having a smaller portion essentially, because you have made a smaller version of a conkey and then you stick to just one at a time, so you're technically taking in less in that moment if you stick to just one, because otherwise other components of the conkey, even outside of the sugar and the raisins, are still going to have carbohydrate in them. You know, a little bit of flour, obviously some cornmeal or corn flour. These things are carbohydrates that will turn into sugar. So overall, it's something that you don't want to overdo. But for sure, if they can be made with a little bit less sugar and less raisins and just made a little bit smaller, that's probably the best bet for making them an overall more blood sugar friendly option.
We now welcome to the show podiatrist Miss Louise Robinson. Welcome to the show, Louise.
Hello, thank you. Hello, listeners. I'm Peter, how are you?
Yes, I am fine. And how are you doing? How's my English accent?
Oh, it's not too bad, actually.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
I'm very impressed.
Louise, you are a podiatrist, what some people would call a foot doctor. And the question that I have for you today is, why is it important that diabetics focus on their footwear?
Oh, that is important. So let me just take one question at a time. As a podiatrist and as a medical profession, we are here to treat and prevent disorders of the feet, and one of those is diabetes. You have to take extra care to prevent complications from high blood sugar levels. So with diabetes, you can get nerve damage such as diabetic neuropathy. That's where you can't feel your feet. So as a podiatrist, we help patients manage the feet with regular checkups. We can manage your feet for any damage. We can identify areas where you have reduced sensations. Usually when diabetics have reduced sensations, ulcers can then develop, and once then we have a foot ulcer developing, it can then break down, which leads to infection and leads to amputation. We're here to provide the wound care and help provide procedures to help remove that dead tissue and help promote healing. Talking about footwear is important. Barbados is a hot climate, but doesn't mean that you should walk around barefoot. You can still get burns from the ground and from the sand. So I urge people, you know, wear shoes in the house, because if you get any pain in your feet, what happens? It becomes uncomfortable. And then when we can't move around, it reduces your quality of life. So the right shoes helps protect your feet to improve your performance. And yes, they look good. And if we look good, we feel good. So it is important as a podiatrist, you know, to talk about good footwear.
It was simply marvelous having you on the show, Louise, with some good foot information. I enjoyed it. Those of you listening, call and make that appointment so Louise can get a look at your feet. The number to call is 417-0305 to keep your feet looking good. And speaking of looking good, reminds me, our own bitch and international superstar Rihanna is in Barbados to personally launch her Fenty Beauty line.
I thought you didn't say that, but Rihanna in Barbados, that's a November event too. Yeah, Rihanna's friends.
The Honorable Rihanna keeps you beautiful on the outside, while the Diabetes Foundation keeps you healthy on the inside. This is Rihanna with Don't Stop the Music. Compliments, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
It's getting late. I'm making my way over to my favorite place. I gotta get my body moving, shake the stress away. I wasn't looking for nobody when you looked my way. Possible candidate, yeah. Who knew that you'd be up in here looking like you do? Staying over here.
Yeah, we had a trace.
Baby, I'ma say your aura is incredible. If you don't have to go, don't. Do you know what you started? I just came here to party, but now we're rocking on the dance floor, acting naughty. Your hands around my waist, just let the music play. We're hand in hand, just to trust, and now we're face to face.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, serving you through Diabetes Month and beyond.
Beep! part of the effort to beat bad diabetes in this Diabetes Month in the Know Your Numbers 5K race coming off tomorrow, Sunday, the 10th of November at Sky Mall in Haggard Hall. From 3:45 p.m., you can skate or ride or run or walk. T-shirts available from the Diabetes and Hypertension Association, the Barbados Diabetes Foundation, and the Lions Club Zone A. T-shirts, adults $30 and kids $20. You can still register and collect T-shirts today, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Diabetes and Hypertension Association office in Barbies Hill, 11 to 6 at Sheridan Center, and 10 to 2 at Sky Mall. You can also collect from the Barbados Diabetes Foundation office in Warrens. Don't miss the Know Your Numbers 5K race coming off tomorrow, Sunday, November the 10th. Get your T-shirts and register! Watch out for the Republic Bank Health Fair, which is coming off next week, Saturday, the 16th of November at Golden Square Freedom Park, Bridgetown, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Listen up for more information on this program. Attention BARP members, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center will be having special diabetic screening clinics at the BARP office Hastings every Thursday in November. Diabetic eye screening and podiatry foot screen, only $90 each, or get both for only $175. Book your appointment now at 417-0305 for diabetic screenings at the BARP office every Thursday in November only.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, serving you through Diabetes Month and beyond.
We now go to diabetes specialist Dr. Diane Braffitt for this week's 8-week challenge.
So we've talked about so many different things over the last few weeks, this short mini challenge of ours, and we have a new challenge for you. So this week's challenge is going to be about screening, but this is screening for the complications of diabetes. Have you had a screening test, and what might that screening entail? It may involve screening for kidney disease, or maybe screening to have your eyes checked. We already mentioned screening for the heart with ECGs, or it could be foot screening, or it could be screening to make sure a comorbidity like high cholesterol or high blood pressure is controlled. So share any information or pictures about some aspect of screening that we've mentioned. Hashtag screen to save. Remember, early screening is going to help you detect things before there is an issue, and it will also allow all the measures to be put in place to prevent any further decline and hopefully put into remission any early changes. So remember, hashtag screen to save. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget the Diabetes 5K Walk Run is on Sunday, the 10th of November. I'll be in office on Saturday between 10 and 12 o'clock. Feel free to call if you need any information, or if you want to come and pick up your shirt at the last minute. Happy Diabetes Month, people. Let's live together. Let's just live well, and let's take care of ourselves, and let's look out for each another. Another happy Saturday, another happy weekend to you guys. Bye-bye.
Diabetes Foundation, they had called me, Dr. Braffitt, sent the message that they were doing the eye screening program, and I went and I had my eyes done. Both me and my fiance. And I can say that I was well satisfied with what they did with the result. Right now, the cataract is under control. I would say, yes, that is very good. It's very good for diabetics.
For over 10 years, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center has been effectively serving the diabetic and pre-diabetic community of Barbados with a range of international standard health services, which include diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, nutritional advice, and consultations with diabetes specialists. So if you are listening to VOB right now and you have a diabetic related query, or you need to make an appointment, you can call 243-3937. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, celebrating its 10th anniversary. Until next time,
drink more water. Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937. 3937. To find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100, board members get 10% off the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one.